This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Commission of Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons vows to ensure survivors-centric approach for transitional justice process. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli briefs President Ramchandra Pordhal about Nepal's participation in third UN Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries to be held in Turkmenistan. Bailey Bridge constructed over Puakula along Mechi Corridor Road connecting Ilam District Headquarters with Birthamot in Japa. And U.S. President Donald Trump hires lead official on economic data as tariffs cause market drop. Now the news in detail. The Commission of Investigation and Enforced Disappeared Persons has expressed its commitment to remain steadfast in ensuring truth and justice while ensuring the meaningful participation of victims in transitional justice process. The Commission on Friday held consultation with the victims and stakeholders to prepare the regulations in accordance with the Enforced Disappearances Inquiry, Truth and Reconciliation Act. The Commission is stating that there were detailed discussions on the legal and practical challenges of the past and the improvements to be made in the coming days. A survivor-centric approach was emphasized as central to both truth-finding and justice delivery. According to Commission member and spokesperson Sirijana Pokhrel, the discussions were attended by former Commission officials, former secretaries, families of the disappeared persons, senior government officials, senior advocates, and other key stakeholders. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli today met with President Ramchandra Pordhal. According to President's personal secretary, during the meeting held at the President's office in Sital Nivas, Prime Minister Oli informed the head of the state about Nepal's participation in the third United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries to be held in Awaja of Turkmenistan. Prime Minister Oli is leaving for Turkmenistan tomorrow to attend the conference scheduled to be held from the 5th to the 8th of August. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged the younger generation to dedicate themselves to fulfilling the goals envisioned by the elders and martyrs of the leftist democratic movements. Addressing a program organized on the 28th Tulsilal Memorial Day by Tulsilal Memorial Foundation in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Oli called on the younger generations to uphold the resolutions of patriotic movements and of a prosperous country made by those leaders. Prime Minister Oli, also chairperson of the CPN-UML, appealed everyone to follow the ideals and values of Tulsilal, whose political life was marked by unwavering loyalty and sacrifices. He also highlighted the role of Constituent Assembly in promulgating the constitution rooted in the long-held vision of the leaders who established the republican system in the country through the Constituent Assembly. A Bailey Bridge has been constructed over the Puakula along the Kesana Kanchanjunga Mechi Corridor Road, which connects Ilam District Headquarters with Birthamot in Japa District. With the construction of the first Bailey Bridge over the Puakula, connecting Ilam Municipality Ward No. 9 and 11, a shorter and safe travel road has opened along the Japa Ilam Pasta Tablejung Corridor. The 48.6-meter-long Bailey Bridge was completed at a cost of 13.5 million rupees from the federal government. Nepali Congress Deputy General Secretary Jivan Pariyar has argued that the constitutional provision should be made to prevent the former presidents from joining the party politics. Speaking at a program organized by the Nepali Congress Sudai Binayak Municipality in Bhaktapur today, Leader Pariyar said that such a provision should be in place even by amending the constitution. A total of 14 people have been injured in a road accident that took place at Deurali Khumti in Laligras Municipality 1 in Sankhwa Sabha District earlier today. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Leela Raj Lamichani of the District Police Office, Dehradun, a public passenger bus heading to Damak from Malgao in Dharmadevi municipality skated up the road and plunged about 10 meters. Among the injured, the condition of 23-year-old Sabin Bista of Dharmadevi municipality 9 is reported to be critical and has been sent to BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences in Dharan for further treatment. Other injured are said to be undergoing treatment at Basantapur Hospital. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न एस्ट्रिक 14-15 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Madhya Provincial Government has launched a program to distribute shallow tube wells, worth 180 million rupees to support farmers facing drought conditions due to insufficient rainfall. The initiative introduced under the Dryland Support Program by the Province Ministry of Land Management, Agriculture and Cooperatives targets farmers across 8 districts, Dhanusa, Mohuthari, Sarlahi, Rautahat, Bara, Persa, Siraha and Saptari. According to the ministry, the distribution is being carried out through the respective agricultural knowledge centers in the districts. A total of 1,200 shallow tube wells will be provided based on the local needs and priorities. Due to the ongoing water shortage, the ministry reports that only 57% of paddy cultivation so far in the Madhya province. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has fired Erica McIntyre, the head of the agency responsible for publishing key economic data, following a weaker-than-expected jobs report that intensified concerns over his tariff policies. According to the BBC, in a social media post, Trump, without providing evidence, accused McIntyre of manipulating employment figures for political purposes. Responding to the announcement, McIntyre described her role as commissioner as the honor of her life and emphasized the agency's work as vital and important. The controversy unfolded as global stock markets reacted negatively to Trump's decision to proceed with significant tariff hikes on foreign goods. The unprecedented move by the White House sparked accusations that Trump risked destroying public trust by politicizing data. Economists have also warned that the tariffs could damage the U.S. economy. Gaza faces a grave risk of famine, with 1 in 3 people going days without food, and UN Children's Fund UNICEF has warned. Al Jazeera cited UNICEF's Deputy Executive Director for Humanitarian Action and Supply Operations, Ted Chaiban's statement on Friday as saying that more than 320,000 young children are at risk of malnutrition. He said that the malnutrition indicator in Gaza has exceeded the famine threshold. UNICEF on Friday urged the international community to act swiftly as conditions continue to deteriorate due to Israel's genocidal war. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Kusi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and in some places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kusi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Commission of Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons vows to ensure survivor-centric approach for transitional justice process. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli briefs President Ramchandra Pojal about Nepal's participation in 3rd UN Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries to be held in Turkmenistan. Bailey Bridge constructed over Pua Khola along Meiji Corridor Road connecting Ilam District Headquarters with Birtamud in Chapa District. And U.S. President Donald Trump hires lead official on economic data as tariffs cause market drop. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.